Herod, Gimel, Boya, Sif, Pei, Hei. Breya, Bekaf, Oba, Mazlev. A person wants to Boya with his spoon or with a fork. Mota lahitzi mitoich ataruves as a min hamunyan lechol la'alta af im noitloi bekaf or b'mazleg. Ve'enza begeda breya bekli ve'ei ha'ara. A person is allowed to go and take out with a spoon or with a fork food, which one wants to eat straight away because it's considered breya oichu mitoich tzeles lo im kli, b'li kli. It's not considered you're doing with a kli. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says that the person is allowed to take away thick food from source, even if it's considered mixed together with a spoon. So they all ask a question: why is it not considered Berurah? And the Mishnah Berurah also says a person has shuman. A person has shemenet, he has the cream on top of the milk, the Mishnah Berurah says, you're not allowed to separate it with a spoon. So that's what is the difference. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, the difference is like this. That if a person could do it with his hands, but he doesn't do it with his hands because his hands will get dirty, so that's the reason why he uses some cutlery, then it's not considered kli berurah. Considered you're using the cutlery in order not to make yourself hands dirty, consider yodei arichtas, consider continuation from your hands. The cutlery is considered continuation from your hands. You're allowed to do it. But if a person will not be able to do it with his hands, he has to go and need a kli to do it because he can't do it accurate as the kli could do it. Like the case when you got cream with the milk, a person could not do with his hands to separate exactly like he can do it with a spoon. Therefore the Mishnah Berurah said that the spoon is helping you doing the boya, which you couldn't do with your hands. It's not considered a continuation from your hands. Therefore, it is considered a boya bikli. But in the case which one can do with one's hands, then it's not considered boya with the kli, and you're allowed to go and separate with a spoon or with a fork. Peivav, kilof peiros b'sakin, to go and peel fruit with a knife. Mutar liklof peiros b'samach l'soda. Even if you're doing it with a knife. Now, one has to understand the reasoning again. That according to what Rav Moshe said before, a kli is only allowed if it's a continuation from your hands. And l'chura, one can think that a knife is not like that. But the Achronim explain like this: a knife is not a kli boya. The knife, since it is sharp, then it's able to go and get in the right angle if the person's hand would push it. But one needs the person's hands. Therefore, the poskim want to say that it is not a kli boya, but only the sharpness helps you. Therefore, they want to say, according to the Mishnah Berurah says, one's allowed to use a knife to go and cut with it. Even if you are peeling a fruit, even though you're doing boya because you're using a knife, it's not considered kli boya, and it's considered if you do it, you're allowed to do it straight away before one eats. Yeah, but pei zayin, kilof peiros b'mekalef, if you want to use a peeler, also kilof peiros b'mekalef, afilu kilof peiros b'samach l'soda, b'samach l'achila, but to use a peeler, you're not allowed to, because a peeler is a special keli which does it very, very, very accurate, and one can't do it without this peeler. Then it's not considered a continuation from your hand, and it is also to do that on Shabbos, even if you want to do it straight away before you eat. If you want to take out the pips from the olives with a special pipper. Hey, Ches. Kli amiyot la'otzat chatzina ha'zeisim nechshav kli amiyuchot la'breya v'otzat l'shtamish po'if. If you've got a kli which is made to take out the pips from the olives, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. The kli which is made to go and separate the pips from the oichot is made to be kli boya. Omnam b'lav ochi yesh b'zeh tam nusaf le'isa shai boya p'seis me'oichot. You're taking out the bad from the good. But even if it wouldn't be the problem from bad from the good, you still have a problem from boya, from a kli. Kli boya. Shemesh b'machatzeh goizim. If you want to use a nutcracker, מותר להשתמש במפצח הגויזם, ואין זה דוימה לשימוש במקלף, משום שמפצח הגויזם אין הבורס הקליפה מהאוכל, רק שריפס הקליפה. A person goes and use a crock, a nut cracker, he doesn't separate, he just opens it up, and then you separate it with your hands. Therefore, you're not doing a ma'aseh b'reira with the nutcracker. Later on, when you separate it with your hands, you have to know how to do it. You do it ochem mitzvah tzeilet b'yodei. But you've got no problem from a kli b'reira, because it's not made to separate, it's made only to crack it.